Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively going to tell a story here. It's going to be a good one today. We have our friends from the Maryland Lottery, and I'm giving these away. I'm going to be giving away the Cinta tickets from Gingerbread and Peppermint when Ross gets them to me on the Crab Cake Tours we get up on the holidays. But we've had a lot of winners on these Ravens tickets. We talk about winners here all the time on the Crab Cake Tour, and you can check our schedule out at Baltimore Positive. But, this is a young lady who hit it big during Orioles season, and it's not Orioles season right now. It's sort of the off season. We're waiting on the team to do some stuff and break some news. But I tell you what, the biggest news we had all year with the lottery was Home Run Richards. Doug Lloyd's here to tell us a little bit and give us a little bit of background, because I know Barbara Phelps Anderson was a little bit of a superstar in the Orioles' minds, and Ryan Mountcastle, and we did this countdown. It was the 50th anniversary of the Maryland Lottery when the year began. And Doug, I'll have you pick the story up, because you guys started warning me around this time last year there was going to be big winners, it was going to be Orioles related, and we really had a lot of fun with this promotion this summer.
Yeah, so it was the lottery's 50th anniversary this year, and part of kicking this off was adding some extra giveaways and promotions to our schedule. Home Run Riches is really one of those promotions that all of our fans look forward to, you know, just because they're Orioles fans, and it's something that's sort of an annual spectacular that we have. But what we did this time was we added in two $50,000 top prizes that went along with it. This is a second chance that folks got into by playing one of our fast play games. It was our Home Run Riches Progressive. And folks that entered those non-winning tickets, they had a chance to be picked as a contestant of the game for all the scheduled Orioles games. But they also had a chance to be picked for one of these big prizes. The first one was when the Orioles hit their 50th home run. We gave away $50,000. And at the end of the season, we picked one lucky winner to win a second $50,000 prize. Now, Barbara on the line, she was the first lucky winner in this contest. So, you know, all of the folks that had got into this were watching these drawings first to see if they were picked as a contestant of the game. But then, you know, as the Orioles started, you know, really quickly having a dominant first couple months, you know, they really started pouring on those home runs, and we were watching that tally as it went.
Well, you know, we have John Martin on, and I'm going to welcome Barbara Phelps Anderson and her husband, Bob, on. How you guys doing? How are things in Shadyside, Maryland? I hear they got good crab cakes down there in Southern Maryland.
Yeah, it's great down here. We like it.
Well, I know you guys, the Orioles had you up, and we had some fun, and I want to hear all the stories, because from a fan's perspective, it's just such a beautiful thing. And I know Bob and I talked a little 1966 Orioles and Louis Aparicio back in the day, so I know what big fans you guys are. But this time last year, John told me about the promotion, and then we got into spring training, and John kept saying, well, the winter might not happen till June or July. And I was like, well, the Orioles might hit more home runs than you think. And the Orioles got off to this start that I think every fan, all of us lifetime fans, were just instantly watching the game, staying with the team. We're in first, in second place, then first place. But more than that, hitting home runs. And John and I get together, and I think, Doug, you were part of this back in April, to say some of these people were pulling out in May, maybe in line early June, and the schedule got backed up. So, Doug, you hit these folks in late April, right? And you're probably not really thinking that these are the folks in the mind's eye to be the winners right away, because I think the Orioles were hitting home runs at really a historic pace in April and May.
Yeah. And I always want to be very careful when I have these folks. We pick the winners, you know, a month in advance. So the winners that are going to have the games in May get picked in late April. That's when Barbara was selected. And she got a game for May 16th. And, you know, that didn't really jump off the schedule. But as we started to come down and watch that tally grow, I started thinking, well, you know, I got to warn some of these folks, because I want to make sure, number one, that they're watching the game and that they know that they have this possibility to win this big prize. But I didn't want to give somebody false hope and really, you know, I didn't want to put that $50,000 out there and then sort of snatch it back. So I wanted to be very careful about that, but we were excited, you know, just as fans alone, but also that it's coming, and we knew that we were going to have a lot of fun with this. So I think we had a quick conversation on the phone, Barbara, and then, you know, fingers crossed, of course. And then the night of, it was looking like it could happen, but it was the Angels. And I think that we weren't quite sure here in town how we were going to match up against Ohtani and the rest of that team that's usually so good. But, you know, we had Dean Kramer on the mound and, the lineup as it was, Mountcastle not being in it, you know, it took a little twist during that game.
Well, Barbara, I got to ask you this because I kid Doug all the time about being the person that calls the winners and says you won. And I say to Doug all the time, do they really believe you? So tell me where you were when the first phone call came, because you're instantly a winner, right? Like you've won some money. It's nice. The man from the lottery calls you. Did you believe Doug when he called you, Barbara?
Well, I was really excited. But I kept thinking, oh, it's not going to happen to me. I don't win that much. And, you know, I'm just a normal person. I'm not going to win. And I hope I win. You know, I knew I was going to win something because we do get, you know, they've been hitting home runs. And I thought, well, I hope they hit a home run or two. But Sunday night, we started getting excited because
Ohtani pitching and they put up those big five runs.
That was exciting.
That Sunday game.
We only needed two more.
I think it was Santander and Mullins that were the big hits there, but
it was so exciting.
Then we got excited.
Yeah, so we were watching the game, and we had all the kids watching. They were all waiting to see what happened. And when the first home run hit, we got kind of excited because we only needed one more home run.
I said, that was Ryan O'Hearn, and I told you then. I think we got it.
Oh, he right away said, you won.
Well, I've been trying to get you guys on all summer. You know this, right? Like I started Doug right away. I'm like, I want to have these folks on Talks in Baseball. And then the season got crazy and they were so good. And then the Ravens. And then I said, we got to do this for Thanksgiving, you know, because yeah. I mean, I think it's a different kind of Thanksgiving for you, but I want to get to the root of this because, you know, I work with a lot of folks. I do this crazy crab cake tour. I give away tickets. We had a $50 winner the other day over at Pappas. So I see when people win. I see how excited they get. And I have people just thanking me for giving them a ticket because they have a chance to win, right? Tell me about playing Home Run Riches and tell me about the day you buy a ticket and are you're obviously lottery players. You have fun with it. My wife loves playing the big jackpot game, so I see her excitement. But as a player, you play this and are you thinking I'll see my name on television and maybe win a few, maybe have some sort of extra excitement in this?
Well, we were hoping, and I was nervous about it, but Bob kept saying, oh, we have a good chance. We really do. Now that, you know, the home runs were really coming in, we got more and more excited every day. And he kept saying, oh, we're going to get it.
I was marking them off.
Yeah, he had a list and saying, you know, now that we're only two away, he was sure we were going to win. And I said, oh, I don't know.
Bob, you wrote this down on paper?
He had it on paper. He said, you had it on paper.
Oh, yeah. I was writing down who hit the home runs.
Yeah, we were excited. And, of course, we knew Mountcastle was really doing good. So we were excited when he came up to bat. When he hit the home run, all heck broke loose. We were screaming and yelling and running around the house.
I bet you
and
were.
All the kids were calling. And my grandson's was overseas. And he actually called. He was the first one to call and congratulate us. So that was really fun. We were just so excited. We didn't know what to do.
Well, I had Seth on the show the next day. And I was watching the game. I mean, they made a big thing about you guys on the broadcast and how much fun this was for everybody. But you had a big gathering at your place for the game?
No, we were just on the telephone with everybody, but they all watched the game. Everybody was, all the kids were watching the game and hoping for us to win. And we just couldn't believe it. We were just so excited.
When O'Hearn hit that home run, I really got excited.
How far back you guys go with the Orioles? Bob, when? What's your first Oriole game that you went to?
What's the first Oriole game you went to?
Well, let's see. It was way back in the 60s. Probably late 66.
Wow, that's a pretty good year to go.
I remember the Pirates. And I was at the World Series where either Willie Stargell or Roberto Clemente hit the winning home run in the seventh game. I think that was 67, maybe.
That was 71, but 71. They're all running together.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, I've been to several of them. I've been to Memorial Stadium a lot of times.
Who's your all-time favorite Oriole, Bob?
Who's your all-time favorite?
It's got to be Brooks Robinson. I like a lot of them.
I always
like Mike Cuellar a lot too. Yeah, and Mo Drabowski. Remember Full Pack?
Well, he would always the hot foot, Mo Drabowski. There's no doubt about that. Barbara, who's your favorite Oriole?
Well, right now it's Ryan Mountcastle.
Who was it before May 16th?
With his name on the back. I was so excited. I couldn't wait to get it.
He's on my list too, but I'm going to go with O'Hearn.
He loves O'Hearn.
You know, so this is an interesting offseason as fans. I think there's a lot of expectation. I mean, this was the most fun we've had, not just because you won a lot of money from the Maryland Lottery, right, but this was fun
games.
It was really something, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to do it next year. I mean, they were so close this year. They got a great team. I think things are going to go better for them, and they're going to really, really pull it in next year. We're hoping.
I think they showed their rookie age during the playoffs. I think they kind of went flat, but that happens.
Yeah,
they need more pitching. You know, Kyle Gibson now signs, with the Cardinals, so they're not going to have him, but they're going to need to get some pitching. We spent a lot of time talking about that around here.
Well, Texas was red hot too.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt about it. They lost to a good team. So Doug Lloyd is here for the Maryland Lottery. Barbara Phelps Anderson, who was the big winner of Home Run Riches back in the spring. You probably remember the Ryan Mountcastle home run back on May 16th, all as part of the Maryland Lottery's 50th anniversary. Bob, her husband's here. We're talking Cuellar. We're talking Drabowski, Brooks. I mean, I love this. Ryan Mountcastle, the past and the future. Doug, let folks in just behind the scenes on these promotions. We talk about the Ravens, which I give these away all the time. We have an experiential prize coming up in a couple of weeks where folks are going to go to Jacksonville. People really win, and this is a wonderful thing. And I tell you all the time, and I said, this is probably why it's nice and makes me want to cry during the holidays. You know, a little more turkey on the plate, a little more Christmas on the Christmas, a little more holiday on the holiday, a little more champagne on the New Year's, whatever it is, but it's a nice thing, and you get to interact with beautiful people in places like Shadyside and get to tell them they win. It's kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, you know, here at the lottery, we like to collect those stories and sit with folks and experience their lives for a minute or two, you know, whether it's an instant win that somebody's coming in to claim or one of these second chance ones. And the great thing about these second chance ones is we do have a little bit more time to sit down and get to know people. And in Barbara's case, we got a chance to hear a little bit more about how, she watches the games with her grandson, all throughout the year. And that's really touching. Carl Petro, who's our other $50,000 winner, we got off to a rough start. He thought I was trying to extend his warranty or get him to donate to the fraternal order. He hung up on me right away. So, we have a lot of fun with these winners. We have a little bit more time to get to know, Petro, also a big Ryan O'Hearn fan and had something to do with something in his life. And, getting to know those special moments about folks is one of the really rewarding parts of my job. Makes letting go of those big checks a little bit easier. And we're getting ready to have a few more. Like you said, Ravens, we're getting ready to send two folks down to Jacksonville on the team plane, which is a lot of fun. We have Thanks Winning, which is running right now with our draw games. That gives folks a chance to win some instant cash vouchers. And then we've got our holiday second chance, which is running now through January. We're doing weekly drawings for a chance to win $5,000. And in the end, we're going to have two big winners of $100,000. So there's always some fun stuff in the second chance schedule. So I urge anybody that's checking this out, never heard about it, make sure you check out the rewards program and head over to mdlottery.com to see what cool prizes we have in store for our next batch of second chance winners.
Meryl Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery is coming your way. We're going to be at Coco's on Wednesday. We're going to be at Gertrude's at the BMA on Thursday, having the world-famous crab cake for the first time there. Next Friday, we're at Hollywood Casino up in Perryville with former Maryland Stadium Authority Chairman Tom Kelso. We're going to be at State Fair on the 5th. We're going to be at Foreign Daughter on the 15th. We're going to be at Fadley's on the 28th to end the year. It's all brought to you by Window Nation and our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare in conjunction with our good friends at the Maryland Lottery. So last thing for both of you, Barbara and Bob, as Oriole fans here, do you have any, if Mike Elias were here, Brandon Hyde were here, D'Angelo, do you have any like wisdom to pass on as fans that could make it more fun or make it better in this off season?
What do you think?
Right.
What could we do to make it better in the off season?
What do you want to see from the Orioles? Tell me, complain a little bit. This is the chance where you get to do sports radio.
Pitching. I know it's pitching. We need a little bit better pitchers.
Oh, for the team, get Bautista healthy.
We miss him so much.
The closer, and other than that, they don't have many weaknesses. If these young guys develop at all anymore, and they should, they don't have many weaknesses.
Yeah, get our mountain man back. We loved him.
Yeah, I knew you were going to lobby for Ryan Mountcastle. There's a heavy O'Hearn Mountcastle lobby going on here. I'm telling you what, this Jackson Holliday's coming up. We got to figure out what position Henderson's going to play, what position Holliday's going to play. Westberg, I think they're going to make a deal. I think Colton Cowser or Westberg, some of these great prospects, may be involved in a pitching deal because they're going to. We can all agree they need more pitching, right? I mean, you said pitching. It didn't take me long to get the answer out of you guys. So,
we want to see more of Gunner too. We want to make sure that they put him up front and get him some home runs and we really like watching him. He's the new young guy and I'm glad he, you know, is on the team. I really like him.
Isn't it fun? Like, I have a 1980s jersey on. I had Rick Dempsey on a couple weeks ago. DeSensei is coming on soon with me. And I go back, you know, obviously my last name's Aparicio. My Louis brought my father here in the 60s. It's the reason I'm here. So I'm a baseball guy. But it's amazing. You know, you talk Trebowski and you talk Brooks and I'd say Boog or Louis. But then we could talk about Cal and Eddie or we could talk about Weeders. We could talk about Brady Anderson. We could talk about any of these players. It's just the Orioles bring us together, don't they? It's a beautiful thing.
They're just great players, and we just love watching them. I really enjoy watching them on TV. We did go to the last game. We did finally get to go to another game this year. So
yeah, I should get my postseason hat on, I guess.
Well, all this money you won. If the World Series comes, I would think at some point you should treat yourselves. I mean, you know what I mean?
Wow,
I mean, just being honest, for a World Series game, I don't know what you did with all the money. Is there anything you want to say about winning the money that has made life more fun? Did you go down Ocean City and just have a good time with it? I mean, that's probably what I would have done with it.
Well, we're thinking about doing something with the kids. You know, we haven't figured it out yet. So, you know, there's some in Kentucky, some in Florida, some, you know, different places. So we have to try to figure out how to get everybody together. But that would be an awesome thing if they would win and get us, we would get to go. Oh my God, I hope so.
See that? I'm already spending your money. So there we go.
Oh, that's okay.
Barbara Phelps Anderson, Five months, right? I've been saying I want these folks on, right?
Did it pay off?
It paid off. You guys are great. You're beautiful.
You guys very cordial to us.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Oh, thank you. So last question. This is part of the shtick on my show and the crab cake tour and all that. You're in Shadyside, Maryland. So for folks that don't know where that is, you go to Annapolis, you keep going down south. You know, on the western shore of the Chesapeake Bay, and it's beautiful down there. I've made that drive down to Solomon's and back up. Do you have a crab cake spot that I need to know about in that part of the world? Because I take a list of great crab cakes. You got a crab cake spot for me?
Where do we like our crab cakes? What's our favorite?
I got Google out.
It's hard to think.
It's up in Annapolis. But you know the place.
I like them all.
Okay, good. That's my answer. Good answer. Barbara, Bob, we're going to roll. Thank you so much.
Hey,
Keep enjoying the game.
The place closest to us is Skipper's Pier.
Oh, yeah. That's a good place. We like their crab cakes.
All right.
Try them out.
Maybe I could play Keno there too. I'm gonna check it out. But thank you very much for your time and making some time. Dog, thanks for tracking. People really win. I don't want to do an MTV commercial, but people really win, don't they?
They really do. And we had a wonderful time with everybody. They've all been really nice to us.
We had a season, 162 lucky contestants of the game, and let's see, it was 183 total home runs, a total payout of $272,500 through our contestant of the game contest. Fan favorite. We're looking to see it come back again.
Awesome.
Now, are they eligible to win next year? Are they done for life? Is there something?
They're not retired. Okay, they still got some swings left on them. Yeah.
Well, they got money to play more tickets if they want. You guys, congratulations. It's been beautiful having you on the show. I love this segment. Barbara Phelps Anderson, she was a celebrity probably for all times because she won a lot of dough in the 50th anniversary, her and her husband, Bob. Talking from Mo Drabowski and Brooks and Boog right on up to Ryan. Keep Ryan O'Hearn and never, ever trade Ryan Mountcastle. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. hey, Doug, tell Roz I need some scented tickets. I got to get these gingerbread and I'm really, really low on my Ravens.
Oh, snap.
Do they really smell good?
This is the gingerbread one, and this is the peppermint one.
All right. Do they smell good?
Jury's out on whether this is really gingerbread or not. It smells different. It's not bad. It's, you know, I'd hang this in my car.
Well, I offended.
You did good once.
I offended the executive director of the Maryland Lottery 2 weeks ago by calling them sniffers. Don't call them sniffers. They're scented. They're scented lottery. So I'm hoping to get these from Roz. Not that I'm worn out on Ravens, but I just want to see what they smell like. And people are like, it's such a gig to hand them out and say, this smells like peppermint. No, check it out. It's the holidays. Happy holidays. Good luck to everybody. Please play responsibly. We remind everybody, and we have fun with these tickets. Do not use them for stocking stuffers for people under the age of 18. I'll continue to say that. Barbara and Bob, great guest, and Doug, as always, for setting this thing up. We'll come back and have John, or we'll have Doug, or we'll have Roz, or we'll have Seth soon. We're getting them the holidays. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there, winners and not winners. We're all in it together. We were all kind of winners this year with Oriole baseball. It was a lot of fun. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive. Thanks, y'all. Be well.
All right. Thank you,
Barbara. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ness.
Bye-bye.